Chapter 8. A Soldier's Story. 12 years of age, Mumbai. About a year before what happened at the cinema, I was living at the Chol with Salim and working for Neelima Kumari, and India was at war with Pakistan. It was a frightening time. We used to hear the sound of warning sirens almost every evening. We had to go straight to the underground bunker beneath a school building near where we lived. The whole of the Chol would sit or lie in the big underground hall and wait for the danger to pass. One night, we were in the bunker when an old man called Balwant Singh started to tell stories. He had been a soldier, and he had only one leg. He told us about another terrible war with Pakistan that had happened in 1971. Everyone sat and listened as he explained what he had experienced.
"We were protecting Mandiala Bridge when the Pakistanis attacked us. It was bad. Many of our bunkers were destroyed and a lot of people died. I was leading 3 other soldiers when the attack began. We were asked to move forward to try to stop some soldiers using a big machine gun. But as we did that, all of my men were shot dead. There were dead bodies everywhere, and many of our soldiers had run away, leaving most of our tanks empty and useless."
The room went quiet as we tried to imagine this awful situation. Then Balwant went on.
"The Pakistanis saw their chance and decided to come across the bridge. Without thinking, I just ran towards one of the empty tanks and climbed inside. I managed to start it and began to move towards the bridge. I could hear loud guns all the time, but I kept going. I used the gun that was on the tank and killed several soldiers. Then I saw the Pakistani flag flying on the bridge. I knew I had to pull it down. My tank was damaged, so I got out and went forward on foot. I got close to the Pakistani bunker and I threw a grenade into it and finished the enemy off. By this time, I had already been shot by a machine gun in the leg. But I went on and got myself to where the flag was. I pulled it down, and in its place I put up the Indian flag. Seeing our flag there was the happiest day of my life, even though I knew I had lost one leg."
Balwant Singh stopped speaking, and we saw that his eyes were wet with tears.
"Did you get an award for being brave?" asked Salim.
"I should have the PVC, but they never gave it to me," said Balwant with anger in his voice.
"What's a PVC?" Salim said.
"It's short for the Paramveer Chakra, the highest award in the Indian Army for being brave. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I know what I did that day."
We all told Balwant that he was our hero. We crowded round him and clapped and thanked him for what he had done. Someone said,
"Tomorrow we're being visited by the Soldiers' Care Group. They want to raise money for old soldiers. Let's tell them about Balwant and get them to recognize what he did back in 1971.
The next day, 3 men from the Soldiers' Care Group came to the Chol. Each of them used to be in the army. One of them said he had fought in the war against Pakistan in 1971 and even in the fight at Mandiala Bridge.
"We have an old soldier here who deserves a Paramveer Chakra for fighting there, but he wasn't given one," said someone. "Can you help us to get him one?"
We took the 3 men to see Balwant in his room. But when they went inside, we heard loud voices. Then, just a few minutes later,
The men came out, and the one who fought at Mandiala Bridge was very angry.
"That man does not deserve a PVC," he said. "He lies more than anyone I've ever known. I was there and I saw what he did. He ran away at the first chance he had. If so much time had not passed since then, I would tell the police and they would send him to prison."
We were all very shocked. Balwant Singh did not come with us to the bunker that night. The next morning, he was found in his room at the chawl. He had hanged himself. Smita shook her head and breathed deeply. "Let's see the question now." Prem Kumar turns and talks to me.
"Mr. Thomas, are you ready for question 8?
"Yes," I tell him. "I am."
"Okay.
Which is the highest award given to a soldier in the Indian Army? Is it A. Mahavir Chakra, B. Paramvir Chakra, C. Shaurya Chakra, or D. Ashok Chakra?" The music starts. I think back to the bunker. "It's B. Paramvir Chakra," I reply. Prem Kumar looks surprised. He thinks I am guessing.
"Are you sure?"
"Yes." The drumming starts. The audience is silent. Moments later, the answer appears on the screen.
"That's correct,"
shouts Prem Kumar. The audience is clapping and shouting too. I smile. Prem Kumar does not.